Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mike. Doing well.
We're going to talk about urinary tract infections this week. These infections include cystitis, infections of the bladder and lower urinary tract, as well as pyelonephritis, which is infection of the kidney and upper urinary tract. In women, the pathogenesis of UTIs begins with colonization of the vaginal introitus, usually by uropathogens from fecal flora, followed by infections via the urethra up into the bladder, and in the case of pyelonephritis to the kidneys, via the conduit we call the ureters. When no infection has extended beyond the bladder, we call this simple cystitis. When there is concern an infection has extended beyond the bladder, in other words, when there's flank pain or other features suggestive of pyo, such as fever and other systemic illnesses like sepsis, we call this a complicated UTI. In terms of epidemiology, we know that cystitis is super common in women. Perhaps that's because of the shorter distance from the anus to the urethra. And among otherwise healthy women, risk factors for cystitis include recent sexual intercourse and a prior history of UTIs. We also know that spermicide-coated condoms, diaphragms, and spermicides alone are associated with an increased cystitis risk as well. In terms of bacteriology, it won't surprise any of our listeners that E. coli is the most common microbacterial pathogen for simple cystitis, about 95% of cases. Occasionally, there are other infections caused by enterobacteria, such as Klebsiella and Proteus, and sometimes even Staph saprophyticus. Two common treatments, nitrofurantoin and fosfomycin, are appropriate first-line agents for simple cystitis when there are no clear risk factors for resistance. The poem Mark found attempts to answer a simple question: is a 5-day course of nitrofurantoin as effective as single-dose fosfomycin in the treatment of women with uncomplicated lower urinary tract infections? Mark, which drug is better?
Yeah, this is an interesting study. It was a very practical question. You know, what's the best initial drug for UTI? Something we do all the time. And yet there haven't been a ton of, you know, head-to-head trials, particularly of some older medications or of the trial of the drug fosfomycin. So nitrofurantoin's been around forever. In this study, they identified over 500 adult women with at least one symptom of acute lower UTI, like dysuria, urgency, frequency, and they also had to have a positive urine dipstick for nitrites or leukocyte esterase. They were excluded if they were pregnant, if a pyelo was suspected, if they'd recently had antibiotics, if they were immunosuppressed or had an indwelling urinary catheter. So a pretty typical outpatient female adult UTI population. They randomized them to either oral nitrofurantoin, 100 milligrams, 3 times a day for 5 days, or a single 3-gram dose of oral fosfomycin. Patients knew what they were taking, so they weren't masked, but the researchers who evaluated all the outcomes were masked to the treatment assignment. The main primary outcome was clinical resolution of all symptoms and signs of UTI without having experienced a treatment failure. They had about 92% follow-up at 28 days, so that's a very good follow-up. Using an intention-to-treat analysis, significantly more patients in the nitrofurantoin group achieved clinical resolution than in the fosfomycin group, 70% versus 58%. So the number needed to treat was 8. Same was true for microbiologic resolution based on urine cultures, and that was also similarly more common in the nitrofurantoin group. No difference in the likelihood of pyelo or urosepsis, which was uncommon. Adverse events were generally mild and were similar between groups. So bottom line, a 5-day course of nitrofurantoin is significantly more likely than a single dose of fosfomycin to achieve both clinical and microbiological resolution in women with an uncomplicated UTI.
Thanks, Mark. So another example of where the older standby seems to have some benefits over the new kid on the block. Thanks. We'll talk with you again next week.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.